If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing, it's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Good morning and welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. Very nice to have you with us today. We are here to remind you that small business is big business. Your business is our business. And a fine how do you do to you.
And a fine how do you do as well.
All right. Good deal. Lots of good stuff happening in the news today. Shall we get right to it?
Okay.
Okie dokie. It's time for You Choose the News, the game show at the top of the hour where we've already chosen the news and we act like you have an opportunity to choose the order in which it is picked. Let's do this. Wine for felines.
No.
That's the title. I'm sticking with it.
Okay.
What are Starbucks and Microsoft doing together? Or... hotel brands no longer sell rooms.
What?
Now that we've given you better titles this hour.
Right, yeah, give me a little something other than, you're trying to be
obscure,
vague.
Yeah, right. Okay, so these right out of the headlines. Hotel brands no longer sell rooms. What are Starbucks and Microsoft doing together? Or wine for felines.
Wine for felines.
Really?
Because it just sounds so weird. It cannot be.
Well, this right out of our own home state of Colorado. That's exactly right. Denver, Colorado. Colorado company is looking to help cat owners enjoy the experience of sharing a glass of wine with their pets. The non-alcoholic beet-based cat wine was developed specifically for cats by Denver-based Apollo Peak. Cats can now enjoy the company's products in two varieties, including the red Pinot Meow and the white Moscato. Cats can all of our cat wine products have a proprietary blend that includes all natural organic grown catnip, fresh beets, and natural preservatives to help hold the taste and color. The company says on their website that we believe in natural ingredients for our particularly classy feline friends. While the lack of alcohol makes sure that the cats won't get drunk from drinking Apollo Peak's wine, the products do contain organic catnip, which can produce a kind of drunken reaction. Well, depending on how much they drink, the effects will vary, says the company. When cats smell catnip, they tend to get funny, move around, and play a lot. The exact opposite occurs when they ingest catnip. They normally become more mellowed out when they drink the wine, so it might actually help for those restless nights. Because it's made from natural ingredients, the wine is also safe for dogs and humans to drink. The company teased an upcoming product for canines as well. So you and your kitty can sit and have a glass of wine together.
You know what? I've been. I don't have any pets. I'll admit. But I have walked down the pet food aisle and have been just impressed with some of the choices for feeding our cats.
Oh, yeah. Multi-billion dollars. They put refrigerators.
Right. And what they're, we are having gourmet meals.
Yeah.
And so, of course, what goes best with a gourmet meal at the end of a long catting day?
Nice glass of Moscato.
Moscato. What's the one? Pinot Meow?
Pinot Meow.
I need some Pinot Meow.
Pinot Meow.
I just think that if I didn't have a cat.
Yeah.
I think I now want one.
Just so you can have that.
Right? And serve it to her in her cute little wine glass and put her on her little throne.
I'm on the record.
And make her feel like a princess.
Wait. What Bill?
I got to insert myself in here a little bit.
Yeah, go ahead.
That worries me, Angel.
Yeah, right?
I'm just kind of thinking that if you are the type of person that wants to drink with your pet, you're precisely the type of person that should not be drinking with a pet.
I am with you, Bill. There is no love lost between me and the feline race.
Yeah.
All right. And I'm on the record.
It sounds so special.
No.
It sounds crazy.
Thank you. Thank you for being the voice of reason, producer Bill. Jeez. Jump in any other time you'd like. Psycho cat lady in training.
Now think about this. If they had beer for the dogs, if they had a beer, dog beer.
They do. It's called Coors Light.
Yeah, exactly.
And people do it all day long.
You would totally drink with your dog.
People do it all day long.
Okay, so.
That's not weird.
No. We're just a little fancier with our cats.
It could be criminal if you're caught doing it.
That's true.
But they do. All right, and I don't have a dog or a cat either, so.
You don't have a dog in this fight.
I don't have a dog in that fight. All right, what are Starbucks and Microsoft doing together? Or hotel brands no longer sell rooms?
Hotel brands no longer sell rooms?
Right.
Like, what are they selling?
Please
be nice.
Of course it's nice. Hotel brands no longer sell rooms, says the headline. End of headline, they sell experiences.
You bet they do.
You bet they do.
Okay.
It's what we check into hotel rooms for.
No.
The experience of sleeping.
The customer experience. Absolutely. And we've seen this.
With
a lot of the brands. Yeah. I mean, they are very big into, they know that you're traveling. They want you to have the workspace.
Yes.
If you're traveling for work, the way that the bathroom and the shower head is designed and, you know, the sheets and the sleeping. It is an experience. I mean, we've all been in a hotel where it's just a mattress.
And a bad experience.
Right.
All right, this by Desi Carrington for CNN. Hotels aren't just places to sleep, they're places to experience. That's how the newest generation of travelers are viewing hospitality. And in the face of stiff competition from the likes of Airbnb and HomeAway, big hotel brands are having to adjust to meet their expectations of the discerning new clientele. So to lure young travelers, Marriott has created a new hotel brand, Moxie, which doesn't cater to guests, but fun hunters.
Fun hunters. Is that what we're calling them? We are no longer lovers. We are fun hunters.
I'm being nice here. According to Marriott's global brand officer, Tina Edmondson, what's the difference between a guest and a fun hunter? Oh, I can guess. They're really excited. They're full of life. They want to discover new things. Moxie offers communal spaces where guests can take in a foosball session or a game of cards against humanity. Rooms are laid out differently with no closet space and bathrooms that are larger and more luxurious than a standard hotel room.
No closet space?
The majority of guests are traveling on business. They don't unpack, she says. They don't want the cookie cutter experience. They're looking for something new.
I want drawers.
They're looking, closet space. You don't put the drawers in the closet.
I know. I want both.
You can have drawers. And they've got hooks on the back of the doors. Hilton similarly has created Canopy, a brand of hotels which promise to reflect the neighborhoods in which they're located. Watch out for the one in L.A. Gone are the days when uniformity was an essential part of brand building. No two Canopy outposts will be the same. So there you have it. They're selling experiences.
You know, it is. It is all about, the customer experience. I actually read about that a little bit earlier for another brand as well. And the phrase, the customer experience, is really starting to, I'm seeing it more and more as a common use.
Well, you're welcome.
In describing.
We got here as early as we could, as quickly as we could. But it is. The customer experience is of great value. And then what are Starbucks and Microsoft doing together?
What are Microsoft and Starbucks doing together?
Well, you know that Microsoft product Outlook?
Yes.
Yeah. Now you can actually, Outlook has a feature that makes coffee meetings at Starbucks. So you can say, I'm going to meet this gentleman for coffee.
Uh-huh.
And it pops up and says, would you like to do that at Starbucks?
Really?
Yeah, it's...
Well, I often pick it because there's so many to choose from and they're easy to find. I've tried to do some independent coffee shops and, trying to find them. But I've actually set coffee dates at like a small, like independently owned coffee shop.
Sure.
Maybe one I hadn't been to.
Yep.
And you show up and they're not open or, we can't find it. Just different challenges with it. And as much as I would like to support the local guy, they just make it hard to sometimes. And so I end up, if I'm meeting somebody across town, someplace I've not been, I end up having to choose the Starbucks.
Well, on this notice of the new app and Outlook enabling people to schedule meetings at Starbucks, both companies' stocks went up. Starbucks went up by 0.3%, and Microsoft went up by 1.5%. So simply click the Meet at Starbucks command from the ribbon when creating a new meeting and select your favorite Starbucks location. It's just that easy. Hey, when we get back, we're going to talk about, guys, when you go through your midlife crisis, how do you get past it? Well, it might be a Corvette. It might be a tall blonde. We're going to talk to the expert, and he's going to tell us exactly what to do. Coming next on the Experience Pros Radio Network.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time home buyers, military, and low down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLC consumeraccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975 for your free health insurance quote. Call now, 800-659-7975, 800-659-7975. How would you like to pay less taxes? Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime: die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases, a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. Very nice to have you along with us. This music gets me moving into my midlife crisis.
Well, Eric isn't embracing his midlife crisis. He's decided he's a millennial.
I am.
And he's going to start behaving that way.
Damn straight. But my thumbs hurt because I can't text fast enough.
Men and women do age differently, and especially when it comes to how we feel at different points in our lives. One study actually shows that women feel their age or old at 29. How sad is that?
Oh.
For men, it's closer to 58. And whether or not a man feels old, however, doesn't address the anxiety he might feel when entering the next phase of his life, such as turning 40.
Sure.
You know, we all see the midlife crises. You know, they get their sports car, they start wearing gold chains, and they start telling people they're a millennial. Well,
what?
Before he retired, Mark Zoig, author of
Zoig,
the author of The Curse of Lost River Canyon, was a multimedia journalist and eventually became a public relations entrepreneur. Now, his strong commitment to physical fitness and well-being keeps him proactive as co-founder and manager of the Aloha State Games and the Hawaii Senior Olympics. He serves as president of a small nonprofit that runs an after-school fitness and nutrition program. And he says, you are the author of your own life. Why not make it interesting?
Mark Zoig, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Well, thank you very much. It's good to be here.
Very nice to have you along with us. So I do call myself a misplaced millennial. Does that mean I am in mid-crisis?
I don't know whether it means you're in mid-crisis or not. You know, those statistics which Angel read off earlier, women start thinking about it at age 29, men it's age 50. In my experience, I think it's much closer to each other. Most of the women that I know don't really start thinking about it until they're a little bit older than that, and most men clearly realize before they're 58 that they're getting older and that they're that they're starting to look at life from a different perspective.
And Mark, I find this very interesting in large part because I thought that midlife crises were unique to men, and second of all, if that's not the case, I'm wondering, is it just about the time we all realize that the person that we married 25 years ago is probably the one, nice person and everything, but we don't want to spend the rest of our lives with?
Well, some people clearly do that. I don't know that everybody does. I think the other thing that you really start to look at is that you realize that your life is defined more by how much you'll have left in terms of how many years you've got left. And
sure.
So if you're thinking you're 50 years old and you think, okay, now I've got 20 years, what's on my bucket list? What do I want to try and get done yet before I'm history? And that's when you really start to think, okay, now what do I really need to do to finish what I wanted to get done from the get-go.
Right. You know, and Mark, it does seem, I think this is probably why it goes into crisis mode, because it is a little bit of a morbid thought. How much time do I have left?
20 years left.
Right. And a bucket list, right, is before we kick the bucket, like we see the
one
end
thing I
is
do.
Coming. Right. And so, is the secret to embracing what's next is having all of these things we still want to do? Or does that just kind of make it worse to go, these are all the things I thought I would have gotten done by this point in my life, and I haven't done any of it yet?
I really think that you have to look forward to tomorrow. Bud Grant, who's a legendary coach of the Minnesota Vikings, he used to tell people, you don't retire from something, you retire to something.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a lot of truth to that. I think you have to look forward to it. I know when I turned 50, my wife gave me a lifetime membership in AARP. And I was very surprised at first. But then I thought about it and I said, okay, if I'm a senior, I'm going to be one. and I've never looked back. For me, what comes up tomorrow, I never want to wake up a day in my life when I don't have something more to look forward to.
How old were you, Mark, when you had that, if I'm going to be a senior, I'm going to be a good one moment?
I was about 50.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I remember my husband started getting the AARP magazine at our house, and I think it came when he was 50.
Yeah.
I was super excited to read about it.
I'm sure he wasn't.
But he wasn't. No. He wasn't as excited that it started coming.
Well, then, and talking about Angel's husband, Jay, he is a... He's 54 years old now. He is a specimen of amazing physical ability. How important is physical fitness as we start to age?
I think it's absolutely paramount. I think that that physical fitness those who are physically fit generally are more mentally fit, and I think that that more of us, as we get older, we are more concerned about losing mental capacity than anything else. And all of the research clearly shows that the best way to preserve mental capacity is to remain physically active. And there's a lot of things that you can do and a lot of friendships that you can develop in being this way. I mean, I'm 70, going to be 73 shortly, and I still play softball 2 days a week. Have some good friends, it's not about, we play to win, but by the time we get to the parking lot after the game, we've forgotten who won.
Sure, sure. Well, that's probably because of the beer garden between the parking lot and the...
And so you've actually turned your life around when it came to the physical fitness and, well-being and nutrition element of it. And I've watched my husband do that as well. Because he was he was tired of being tired.
Sure.
And there is still a lot of life left to live. And so you don't have to trade it all in for the sports car. You can actually do very well. Now, Mark, you've got a book. I want to make sure that we get our listeners following you and following your career and get a copy of your book. Tell us where they can find that.
The book is available on Amazon, which is the world's largest bookstore. They get something like a million new titles every single year. It's also available online at Barnes & Noble.
And the name of the book?
It's called The Curse of Lost River Canyon. And it's when they go into the Amazon website, for example, all they need to do is start putting in either my name, Markzeug, or The Curse of Lost River Canyon, and it'll pop right up.
I want a copy of that book myself. The Curse of Lost River Canyon. Author is Mark Zeug, spelled Z-E-U-G. Get a copy for yourself, and then start living, because today is the first day of the rest of your life. My daddy told me that, and he's still kicking. Mark, thanks for joining us, man. We really appreciate you.
It's very interesting, very great to be with you. I appreciate it very much.
All right, that's Mark Zeug. Again, the book, The Curse of the Lost River Canyon, and Curse of Lost River Canyon. I think I'm not in full-blown crisis mode yet.
Full-blown?
But I look down
at
the next 20 years.
Full-blown.
And I'm like, the one thing I want to do, I don't know if I'm going to get to do. We'll be back with more positive business talk right after these messages. You're listening to Angel and Eric on the Experience Pros Radio Network.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
Napa's celebrating the most important things we can think of: America, racing, and freedom, by giving you a free patriotic racing cap for spending $25 at Napa. And for every hat given away, we'll donate a dollar to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. Help us celebrate America, racing, and freedom with a free Napa patriotic racing cap. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 7/31/16.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
BizTalkRadio.com.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG. FANBRAG. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. We are thankful for you taking time out of your day to join us for ours. And you know, this broadcast is brought to you in large part because of those folks who recognize great customer service and want to take a moment to share that with others. We call that a fan brag.
Saying something nice about somebody else in business, talking about their extreme customer service, how they made you feel. And so often it's something what would seem insignificant, right? We smiled, we answered the phone, we delivered on time. But these days we are so cynical, you know, everybody's so angry and upset that when we actually get somebody who is nice, we want to take the time to notice that, and it elates us. So we allow you to fan brag every day. You can call 855-FANBRAG, 855-326-2724, toll free. If you use the app, which you can download at experiencepros.com/radio, you can fan brag with one touch of a button. You can fan brag during the show, or if you fan brag outside of our show hours, we'll record your fan brag and play them live on the air.
We have such a recording now, and we'll take a listen to this fan bragging story.
Hi, this is Angie Hines with In Harmony Services, helping people declutter from the inside out. I recently had a meeting with James Candelero with Legal Shield, and I hired him, and I'm so excited that I hired him. He helped me set up an account so I can get my will updated, and now I have access to an attorney 24/7, need be. I have the app on my phone. James came to my home. He walked me through everything, very patient, and now it's nice to know that I have this extra support behind me for less than $20 a month. You can reach James at 303-437-0042, and you can reach Angie at 303-356-4265.
I love it. There you go. And James Candelari, of course, a member of the Extreme Customer Service Directory with Legal Shield, doing a great job for Angie. And, you know, people go to our website, to the Extreme Customer Service Directory, with the specific intent to find somebody to do business with.
Right, when you're looking for, and we do it all the time, right? We go online, we're asking people for recommendations. This is what I need. The nice thing about the Extreme Customer Service Directory is every company on there is vetted and approved with our 14-step process for customer service. You tell them, I found you on the Extreme Customer Service Directory, they're going to offer you extreme customer service.
That's exactly
all
right.
All free for you to use at experiencepros.com. So have it be your one-stop shop for finding a new vendor. If you're looking for somebody, a new vendor in town, actually all across the country, you can check experiencepros.com. And then if you're looking for a deal.
Oh, you've got to check out experienceprosdeals.com.
Experienceprosdeals.com. 40 to 90% off new deals being posted every single week. This is your new bookmark for shopping. It has, I mean, just a wide variety. Summer camps, it's got travel, it's got fun little gadgets for your home.
And no matter where you are in the country, if you decide you know, maybe you're a small business owner, you're listening to this broadcast because we give training on how to build your business and all the different areas and elements of, you know, from startups to exit strategies, from marketing to social media, all of that. And you think, well, gosh, I wish I could advertise on the Experience Pros Radio Show, but I think it's going to be too expensive. First of all, it's not. But if you don't have a budget for it and you want to get real live advertising on the radio stations of the Experience Pros Radio Show, why not try out listing a deal on experienceprosdeals.com? It's as simple as that. You list a deal, we sell it for you. Whatever the money is that comes in from the sale goes straight into your account to start an advertising campaign.
Right, no cash out of pocket.
No cash out of pocket.
So post your deals online, no cash to get started at all. Check it out, experienceprosdeals.com. There's a tab at the bottom that you can click on getting your business featured. And we would love to feature you at experienceprosdeals.com.
You bet.
All right, so here's some things, some skills.
Like bow hunting skills?
Exactly.
Nunchuck skills?
Yeah, those are exactly the kind of skills I was thinking you should have.
Do tell.
For starting your own business. Game-changing skills, right? If you're thinking about, in order to kind of reach some level of success, you're getting ready either to go out and do your own business or even go and apply for a new job, these are some things you want to make sure that you have perfected on your resume.
All right.
Number one, learn how to write persuasively.
To write persuasively.
Persuasively.
I like persuasive
writing.
They
say this is probably the most important point, right? Writing to persuade someone to take action is could be called copywriting. Oh,
right.
There's all sorts of fun little skills for this, right? It could be actually filling out for your resume, right? Your cover letter. It could be for social media posts. It could be in emails. It could be in proposals.
Your ability to write well and persuasively, because you know what good is it if you're just telling a story? Let's tell a story and get a call to action. Is probably one of the essential skills, and if you don't possess it, find somebody else who does and outsource it.
Right, and you know, of course, they say it'll convince people to read your article, buy your product, join your group, and so on. A couple of great resources recommended by Entrepreneur.com, CopyBlogger, and Ray Edwards. Two great resources for learning how to write persuasively. Spend as much time as you can learning, and then do this: write something useful regularly.
Yes.
Attention is the new currency. Gain someone's attention in today's world, and you've really done something special. Seth Godin once said that everyone should have a blog and write something, anything, every single day. If that's a bit much for you, then make it once a week. Just write frequently and write consistently. Write about what you know about and what you want to help other people do.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%.
Learn some basic coding skills.
Coding skills. Okay, I see that that's it's valuable. I use coding skills when doing my blogs and so on. So
right,
they say
technology is the future, whether you like it or not. So even if you have no intention of becoming a programmer or a software developer, you still need to know how to read and write some basic code. So when you decide you want to reach the world with your ideas, how do you suppose you're going to do this? A website, maybe an app? Right. In the beginning, you know, maybe you're trying to do it all on your own or you're just trying to be aware of what's going on.
Sure.
Feels amazing to be able to build the basics of what you need to get started. Right. Learn how to use WordPress.
I did my conference call on Friday with my sister and her friend out of California. And we talked WordPress and I stuck by my assessment that WordPress is a phenomenal tool. It's free to the person who gets it, but it's a very useful tool, and it is the industry standard for website and blogging.
Was it received?
It was a great session.
Well, when you're ready to build your website or your blog, it enables you to do it all yourself for free. And you probably don't want to do everything yourself, but when you're first getting started,
right,
to know the basic fundamentals. Learn how search engines work.
Yes. If you know how search engines work and how to refine your search to find what you're really looking for instead of the 28.5 million different hits that you may return, because you're never going to get past page 3 on the Google search.
3?
You never get past 1?
No.
Yeah.
Every now and then I do trickle over to page 2.
Well, in large part is because the search wasn't refined or as niche as it needs to be.
I usually just go back into my keywords and change what I'm looking for.
Right. And therein lies the issue. So I agree. Learn what the search engines, how they work, and what you're searching for.
And so be careful when you're doing a search. I actually was looking for something the other day, and I went online. I was on my phone. I did a search, and what popped up was a company that I thought was the company I was searching for.
Okay.
So I called, and I made an appointment. When I called, I'm like, did they change the name of their company? Is that what they're calling themselves now? And so I made the appointment, did the whole thing. But then after I got off the phone, I did the search again and realized I had called the wrong company. This other company, even though I had typed in the name of the company I was looking for, another company had search engine better with the name than the person who actually owned the name.
You know, I see that a lot. And when we vet our companies for the Extreme Customer Service Directory, and we do a 16-step vetting process, and I put into the Google the name of the company and the word reviews. I instruct the people on our staff to make sure that you look carefully at the details, because you could be vetting a company with the same name in another state. And so, be very, very careful. All right, well, what a great second hour we have had. We're not overdone with it yet, but we've got to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, more positive business talk. You're listening to Angel and Eric, and this is the Experience Pros Radio
America's
Show.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business, too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now, 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution. Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
BizTalkRadio.com.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show, where if I were to play the piano, this would be my solo. Doom to doom 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 to doom doom. Yeah, absolutely.
And why is that?
Because those are the only two keys that I know how to play.
Oh, because you could. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Easy peasy, just two keys.
Hey, if you're here in the Denver, Colorado area, or anywhere up and down the Front Range of Colorado, listen up and get ready to dial your phone. The 2016 Brakes Plus Jet Car Nationals and Family Festival is happening this Saturday, July 2nd at Bandimere Speedway. I said this Saturday. It's
next Saturday,
the following
July
Saturday.
July 2nd,
that one. Enjoy drag racing, games, rides, live music, and a special troop salute to honor our brave men and women serving in America. You'll have the best seat in Colorado for fireworks set to inspirational and patriotic music. And don't forget the incredible power and speed of jet cars flying down the track at nearly 300 miles per hour. The Brakes Plus Jet Car Nationals Family Festival on Saturday, July 2nd. You can get discount tickets at the Bandimere Speedway box office or at Bandimere.com. But why do that? How about calling 303-632-4160, 303-632-4160. And why don't we give away a family four-pack?
Right now.
Yep.
Right now. Go ahead and give us a call, 303-632-4160. You and your family are going to Bandimere.
I love it.
For the jet cars. Best place in town to watch the fireworks.
First caller wins those tickets.
All right. Eric, have you heard of the steak clause?
The what?
You know, if I hadn't read...
The mistake clause when I make a mistake?
No, the steak, like as in the beef steak.
Really?
Clause.
No,
yes.
I don't know this
had
clause.
I not read about it from somebody else, I would have thought this was something you had.
I think I like it. Yeah.
Right? All right. So there was two companies kind of coming together in negotiations over an issue. And in this particular story, and this can actually, you think about any kind of where we have to, you know, concede something. But in this particular story, they were trying to concede who's going to cover the merchant costs, the credit card fees for these transactions on this collaboration.
Okay.
All right. And of course, neither company really wanted to absorb the credit card fees because
it's about 2%, and that goes to the bottom line.
It really adds up.
Sure.
So the one company decided we will absorb the credit card fees.
Okay.
But we're going to instill the stake clause.
What is the stake clause?
The stake clause means that when we hit a certain amount in credit card fees,
okay,
that you will buy us a steak dinner.
Oh, I like it.
Right? So they were, you know, one, it was a standstill, right? Neither wanted, and so the whole deal was going to get lost over this one detail in the agreement. But because of the steak clause, the one company was willing to absorb the fees and in exchange for the steak dinner that would happen probably about once a quarter.
Okay, now look at this. For every $100,000, that these two companies generated in revenue, and at the discretion of the one who's going to purchase the steaks, mm-hmm. At the discretion of the one who's absorbing the 2% fees, the other vendor will take two representatives from the first company out for a steak dinner at a price not more than $450, including tax and gratuity.
Right.
So they agree to cover the fees. Yes, they're going to probably get the short end.
Right, because the fees far exceeded the value of the dinner.
Clearly.
However, it is still a win-win. Why?
Because we're sitting over steak and having conversations that are going to build our collaboration even further.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Exactly. Powerful way to build a relationship with a vendor. So every few months, members of our team get together with members of their team, always at the same spot. Over the years, a lasting partnership has been built and expanded over porterhouses and New York strips. In fact, we've gone so often that our server knows our order by heart.
I love it.
Fan brag for Tim. We now do more business with the vendor than ever, a relationship that both sides have benefited from. Now, you might not think, okay, that's not all that revolutionary, but consider the alternatives. The negotiation would have floundered, right? They would not, they would come to an impasse. We would not have done business. Someone would have left with terms that they weren't happy with.
Right.
And so when you walk away from the negotiation table feeling like, I didn't like how that ended, you're thinking, when that contract comes up for renewal,
I'm not renewing. Right.
Right. You make that decision right there at the spot. Like, okay, we'll do it. We came to this time, but we're not doing that again. Hardly a healthy way to start a business relationship.
Well, it's funny. When the lawyer that was involved in the negotiation for the side paying the fees, and, you know, for every $100,000, we're talking about, what is that, $2,000 in fees versus the $450 for a steak dinner.
Right, and it doesn't have to be a steak clause. It could be a spa clause. It could be a golf clause.
There
it
you
could
go.
Be, a baseball clause.
Can it be a Santa Claus?
We already have a Santa Claus. Right?
But the lawyer saw it. He laughed at it, thought it was a joke, thought it for a minute, and says, you know what? It's the best piece, one of the best pieces of legal work he'd ever seen. Anything that can transform a roadblock into an opportunity is probably worth a second look.
Right? So the steak dinner clause, and it's a little unconventional, but give it a try the next time you're stuck in a negotiation, right?
I like it.
I like it, too. I think we are going to have to initiate
a taco clause.
Oh, the taco clause, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Or the In-N-Out clause. I'm going to actually execute the In-N-Out clause later this week.
Is it really executing a clause if everybody wants to do it? Like, what are you getting in it?
So I created a win-win and everybody's okay with it? I don't think this should be something.
There was no negotiation.
Sure there is.
Well, what was it?
When do we go? First, after the airport, or after we go to Walmart?
I don't think you're quite understanding the idea behind the
steak clause.
I loved it. So love the idea of it. How do we build relationships? How do we strengthen our power partnership? The steak clause.
Thank you to Ryan Holmes, who is, by the way, the CEO of Hootsuite and one of the actors in our True Life story. He's the one who's paying the 2% and receiving the steaks. It's good stuff. All right, you know, time flies when you're having fun, and we have more fun than we really ought to here on the Experience Bros Radio Show. But the good news is, more fun yet ahead. We've got a whole nother hour after the news, top of the hour, station IDs, and all of that. Stick around. You're going to want to hear some of our guests. We're going to talk to somebody about creative financing for your business, all kinds of good stuff right after these messages.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.